Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Jacoby is still your starter, but you have the right to change your mind at any point. Is that kind of the message?
Yeah, and I'm not trying to send mixed messages. And when I said, you know, the right to change my mind, I'm talking about the entire team. I said, you know, because the thing about it, I always reserve the right to make a change at any given time. And so, you know, I don't want the fans or anyone to think, like, what is he talking about? Jacoby's 100% our starter. He's 100% our starter, and that's how we're going to look at this going forward.
Okay, thank you.
Hopefully I cleared it up. I appreciate the question. I get to see where the confusion
is. It's a little, you know.
No, thank you.
That's so good.
There you go.
I love that. You imagine anybody doing that to Bill? You know what, Bill? You weren't very clear there. You just imagine that?
Don't know what you're saying.
Yeah.
Snort at you.
Yeah, he's like, thanks for letting me clarify. Yeah, no, that's okay. You were pretty confusing, actually. You were all over the map there, Gerard, so thanks for clearing that
up. Trying to pin you down on one answer. You could. I know it'll be different a week. A different 2 weeks, whatever it might be. But.
That's just that's an unbelievable piece of that audio clip.
Great.
Where Karen's just like, yeah, I couldn't really follow you there.
Yeah, just
that's like me to my wife. I'm just like, yeah, Kathleen, I didn't get any of that. Like, what are you talking about?
I don't know.
All over the map, I couldn't get any of that.
What answer can I give you that'll get me out of this as soon as possible?
That's like how she just talked to him. But Mayo's like, yeah, no, I'm sorry, I was unclear there.
He apologized, yeah.
So, wow. Okay. Jacoby Brissett, 100%. Clear as day. Clear as a bell, according to Gerard Mayo. And yeah, based on that noise by Keefe, none of us are fans of it. You can jump in here on Jones and Keefe, hour number two on WEEI. We'll get to Would You Rather on a Wednesday about 15 minutes from now. So stay tuned for it. Here's what we've covered thus far. Davante Adams wants out of Vegas. Should the Patriots be in? Would he be interested in the Patriots? And who's the favorite to land Davante Adams? One more time, your favorite is?
Yes, no, Jets. She answered all your questions. I think the Jets, obviously the Aaron Rodgers connection, plus they got to be looking at it saying, we need to take a swing. They're not 4-0 riding high. Like, they're a mess. Part of it is Rodgers. But if you get him Adams, you've already given into this guy. It's not like, oh, we can't give him everything.
No,
you
I agree. You're a little too far down
if
the road.
If you're going to add Alan Lazard, add Davante Adams.
Yeah,
like,
fair.
Add a guy that's really good that he likes.
That's fair.
So I would say Jets. I think the Bills should be interested. I know the Saints are reportedly interested, or Adams is interested in reuniting with Derek Carr again. We got a good one on the text line saying, what about the Commanders? The Commanders are surprisingly good. They only have Terry McLaurin to throw to. So if you gave Jaden Daniels, McLaurin, and Adams, it'd be similar to Tua getting Waddle and Hill and Hurts getting Smith and A.J. Brown. So Commanders is a good one. Chiefs make sense. You just wonder if the Raiders would be willing to trade him in the division.
So
if it's the best deal, I'm with you. It should, but some teams just don't do that.
To me, Chiefs and Bills are the most interesting teams. But Commanders is a good suggestion. Saints, I get. And look, I mean, that Olave and Adams, that's a good wide receiver tandem. Shaheed's been really good this year.
Yep.
But yeah, I would say the Bills and Chiefs would interest me the most. Obviously, the Jets saga would be good as well. So we touched on that. We got to the David Andrews injury. It seems more and more likely he will miss the year. He's going to get season-ending surgery.
Brutal.
Miss the rest of the year. What does that do with your timeline for Drake May? Which ties into what we're talking about here today. We had Tommy Ekuren on the show yesterday, Tommy Tuesdays. And he doesn't like when I do this, I guess. But
no, he doesn't like you, I know, period.
It's very possible.
Like when you do this also.
But he doesn't like me or when I do this.
Yep.
But he said yesterday, and I hear this a lot, Ninkovich was on this morning with the Greg Hill show. Well, you can't play Drake May until the situation's right for him. So
I got news for you, Walter Cronkite. It'll never be good for him.
Well, that's right. So the follow-up question to me, and it's an obvious one, is, okay, if the situation isn't right all year, can you play Drake May? Does that mean you won't play him all year if the situation never gets right, and it's probably never going to be right?
But it's mixed messaging by the team, too, because he is the backup. He is the guy that would go in if something happened to Brissett. We just saw David Andrews get hurt. We feel like Jacoby Brissett gets hurt every game. He hasn't gotten injured yet, but he gets hurt every game. Yep. So at some point, you're going to have to take over. He also played the final series against the Jets a couple of weeks ago. So you put him on the field. You put him in harm's way, and now you can't play him, but you might have to at some point. So, yeah, it's all over the map. And at no point was in season did we think the offensive line was going to get drastically better.
Put a percentage on it, Keith. I asked you to do this yesterday with Swayman. You said 50-50 on a Swayman trade.
Yep, I went on a ledge.
But that was a higher number than I was going to say.
Fair enough.
I think I was bold. Sell yourself short there. But I like putting Keith in the hot seat here. Hot under those lights, hey, Keith? Put a percentage on it. What's the percentage Drake May does not start a game this year? I would say doesn't play, but he already played against the Jets. What's a percentage he doesn't play this year as a starting quarterback?
So this is going to shock you. I think it's actually zero.
It's still zero.
I think, that he doesn't start a game all year. I think it's zero because
I'm going to put like 5% on it now.
All right, so you're giving
it's
it
low,
all a chance.
No, but I would have said prior to the Andrews injury and prior to them being so adamant about sticking with May this week, I would have said zero coming into this week. Now I'm up to like 5%.
But you're also saying
that's movement.
But right now, they haven't added anybody else to the roster that would play. They're not gonna go Joe Milton that leapfrog over Drake May, right? So if something happens to Brissett, so basically what you're saying is there's only a 5% chance.
Let me change the question. Yeah. If Brissett stays healthy, is there a chance that Drake May does not play this year? I think yes. I think it's such a long season. It is. I think eventually they'll bench Brissett, but I have moved off it being 0% that May's gonna sit the whole year, even if Brissett gets healthy. I'm not sure they're going to bench him. Not with the way the offensive line is falling apart. That's not what I would do.
But I also think
they were already nervous to put him out there, and the guys are dropping like flies.
But even the subsection of reporters/fans that thought, more reporters, I don't know how many fans are saying this, that Jacoby Brissett has done a hero's work the first 3 weeks, they weren't saying that after week four.
No.
So Jacoby Brissett has more of those games in him than not, meaning he will turn it over. Guess what? Quarterbacks do. Now, other quarterbacks also make plays, so it kind of offsets the turnovers. But there's going to be a lot more losses, and there's going to be a lot more, oh, my God, Jacoby Brissett just fumbled. Jacoby Brissett got sacked to get him out of field goal range. Jacoby Brissett threw a pick. At some point, if the injury thing, if we're putting that to the side for the conversation, his level of play is going to get him benched at some point, I would have to imagine.
Yeah, I mean, again, I still
And it might not be nearly as soon as we want it to be, because we sort of joked about, like, you can't wait till the bye week. The bye week's week 14. But maybe, to answer this question, if Drake May just starts the final four games of the season,
right, he's in there.
He's in there.
So, I'm still saying 95% Brissett gets benched, not injured.
Yeah.
But I would have said zero last week, and now I'm up to 5. And if he keeps sitting the next couple of weeks, that number's going to keep going
so
up.
So do you think
me.
There's a chance in the next 3 weeks, let's call it. Miami, Houston, both home games. Jacksonville in London. So two terrible teams and one good one.
Do I think Brissett gets benched in the next 3 weeks?
No. No. Let's say he starts all three games. Mm-hmm. Do you think there's another New York Jets game where Drake May gets a series and then maybe kind of pops a little bit and really pushes the envelope? Be like, wait a minute. Like, I know it's garbage time, but he looked a hell of a lot better than the other guy, and then kind of forces their hand?
I mean, if you're asking me in the next month, is he getting into a game? My answer is no.
Yeah, but he got, like, I would have thought
start,
that, but he
starts a game.
Oh, starts a game. I would say no, too, but he, like, yeah, because remember last year with Bill Belichick, it took a while to really put the KO on Mac Jones.
Yeah.
He got benched a lot, but he kept starting, and then eventually they're like, okay, that's enough.
I thought he could start week two. We all thought week five was like a clear green light start for Drake May. And now we're past that, and I'm like, I don't know when they're going to do it. I don't think they're going to do it next week against Houston. Again, barring injury with Brissett, that would force their hand. But based on his play, I don't think they're going to do it against Houston. I don't think they do it in London. Would they do it against the Jets in that home game? Maybe that's the most realistic, but I don't know.
I don't know if Brissett's going to be able to do enough to kind of swing the conversation back the other way, because it was really quiet after week one. Not that he lit it up, but it was, all right, that's the style. Went on defense, run the ball a lot, and don't turn it over. So they did that for a week, and then they played a competitive game where they lost to Seattle week two. And so, sure, you know, you'd still have a few people talking about Drake May because he's the number three pick in the draft, but it really kind of cooled off a little bit. It's really just been two games, and it's been nonstop, like, get Brissett out of there for most people.
Yeah.
So I think the way you have 13 more regular season games, I'd be surprised if he survives that.
But they're favored this week. And, like, if they...
But that could speed it up. Like, I mean, if they lose, I mean, like, right. So now you're favored.
He's terrible. He's terrible in the game, and they lose. Could that expedite things?
It's one of the few times you're going to have the quarterback advantage on paper. Doesn't mean he plays better than Snoop Huntley.
Right.
But my point is, like, that stands out worse. Like, Aaron Rodgers played better than you? Geno Smith played better than you? Brock Purdy played better than you? Okay. Like, Snoop Huntley played better than you? Maybe grab some seat.
That is different. That's true.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Tim is in Nashua. Go ahead, Tim.
So all these problems developing with injuries, and most of the play that I've watched the last four games, is it a scary story to see the backups that you actually have substituting in? Before, they had on the backfield for the defense, they had Bryant. They had players that you were familiar with.
Miles Bryant?
Is there...
He's bad.
Well, just as a substitute, Adam, I don't think that Wolf has prepared for the defense to be less of players. And same with the center as far as the backup for Andrews.
Yeah, look, the roster's bad.
Roster's bad. Yeah, I'll give you that.
I wouldn't cite Miles Bryant as an example of it, but I get what he's saying. I think their roster's been bad now for a few years. So I don't think it's... I mean, look, Wolf was here last year with Bill, so blame him for some of that, but... Roster depth, roster talent, it's been poor now for a few years. And I don't think that's new.
And I think that's – no, because that's been discussed quite a bit, because there were plenty of teams, even going back 2-3 years ago, where there'd be different kind of rankings, right, of rosters. It'd be like just overall. But then it would also be players 25 and younger. And so when you rate really low on the 25 and younger, chances are a couple years later, unless you smash these drafts, it's going
to
be really, really bad. So I'm still holding out hope. And we don't know yet. Could this draft class be good? Could we look in 3 years and say Drake May, Jalen Polk, maybe one of the two linemen, and somebody like, oh, you got good players there.
Yeah.
Maybe. It's possible. But right now, yeah, it's one of the worst rosters. Part of that is Wolf's fault, but he also inherited a horrible roster. Now, he chose to re-sign every guy.
Well, and he's been here for a few years. So, like, yeah. I'm not going to absolve him of any of the roster decisions in the past.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.